From the Houston Public Media Newsroom, I'm Gail DeLauder. Lawmakers are now more than halfway done with this year's legislative session, where education is a hot topic. Lawmakers are discussing school funding, teacher raises, and a program that would let parents use public funds for private schools. In most cases, it's the parents who usually step up to advocate for their kids. But as Colleen DeGuzman reports, three students at a Houston ISD elementary school are taking advocacy into their own hands around their school lunch trays.
It's lunchtime at River Oaks Elementary in central Houston. Dora, Maddie, and Celine are best friends. They're in the same fourth grade class and like to use this time to catch up.
I just told them about how there's a coyote in my backyard that came from like the bayou and we thought was pregnant. And then Maddie, she got her rubber bands put in for braces.
Lunch today is a choice between dumplings, a tamale, or spaghetti, and dumplings seem to be the most popular. But the girls aren't focused on the food. Instead, the trays themselves, which are made of styrofoam. A few weeks ago, Dora told Maddie and Celine about a news article she read, warning that the polystyrene in their lunch trays in high levels can cause cancer, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Whenever the hot food touches the polystyrene tray, the benzene rises up into the air, and that's called leaching.
Leaching is when heated polystyrene causes the benzene and styrene chemicals in the plastic to latch onto food. Celine also learned that styrene is linked to memory, hearing, and vision loss.
It can give you balance problems and like tiredness, and so the teachers don't want you laying on the desk, and so you might get in trouble for that.
And Maddie's concerned about how their trays aren't biodegradable.
It just goes into the landfills.
So the girls took action. They started a petition to get their school to change them into reusable ones. Some states already require this. Rhode Island school switched to stainless steel trays in January. Sprawled across desks in their classroom are pages full with their classmates' signatures, scribbled with colorful highlighters and markers. The girls quickly gathered hundreds of signatures before Dora says a teacher taught them how to start an online petition.
She told us about it, and then we were like on board, and we really thought that this was something we could try to change.
They're asking the school district to ban styrofoam lunch trays in all Houston ISD cafeterias. Not only has their online petition garnered over 200 signatures, it helped secure a meeting with HISD Superintendent Mike Miles, who said they're considering alternatives. Maddie says the issue's more pressing than people may realize.
In two classes, in fourth grade, 10 people eat the trays. So that really, really harms your body and
what
your nervous
you
system.
What do they eat the tray?
They physically eat the tray.
Yeah.
Like they take a bite out of the
tray. They grab the tray, they bite it, and they swallow it.
Food service attendant Rokelia Wilson works at their school. That day, she was giving out ridge-cut carrots to the kids. She understands where the girls are coming from, but says styrofoam's really convenient.
They can just trash it, and you don't have to worry about spreading germs if it's not washed clean. So
especially since Wilson serves hundreds of kids a day. But remember, these girls are 9 and 10, so this is the first petition they've ever done. And Maddie says it's inspired them to think big.
We'll probably have a lot more chances to do more petitions because there's a lot of things in the world that need more fixing.
While they know they're facing an uphill battle, Celine says it's worth it.
I learned that really every single voice, every single signature, every single dot has like a big impact on everything.
For News 88.7's In Depth, I'm Colleen DeGuzman.